trainer designed it for. You want to siphon from that side and do the step into the sink? Do you want to rinse that off? Today, but are you going to try and set up that diet this week?
Maybe I'll have time
out. Do you want me to call Dr. Richardson? We can just go.
Maybe I'll back and set it up tonight.
What?
Maybe I can set it up tonight. Who knows?
Do you want to follow the same one that Dora set up for us? Charcoal in this week. Just put a little teeny bit in. There's too much in there now. Bubbles coming from. On that pile that I'm trying to start. Be right back. Leave them. kill this little plant or it'll grow like a weed, man. Tank's off of dirt. From the top. So if we have Calexico pie tonight, if you'll make that for dinner, then tomorrow night we can just take that and heat it up in the microwave at school. Did they ever replace that one in the building, do you know? I don't know either. Well, that's an idea. Well, okay, well, that's fine.
I have no idea. Probably
be expecting to go to Dale's tomorrow. What time is your study group tomorrow? 7.
Anyway,
there won't be any weed to it if you have to go to Dale's.
Shh. Can I finish my sentence? I said maybe after class we can eat dinner and then I can go over there and you can do your stuff.
Go until the bottom of the thermometer is kind of vacuum off the plants.
You'll try to, but it's only the stuff that's on the front. Food.
Like algae?
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Fish are,
fish are nervous anyway. I don't know what's wrong with them. We're not home enough. Act like we're some kind of evil demons when we come around. Okay. Hello? Okay. I think that's enough. The other day when I was telling you that Foshka's buddy had written the entity.
Told me something about Foshka's buddy, it wasn't about the entity. Mm-hmm. I thought it was about you. Okay. Anyway.
His buddy wrote, was a screenwriter for the entity. And his buddy is afraid of the dark. Foshka said he couldn't figure out how he wrote stuff like that. He said maybe that's how come he can write stuff like that.
Okay. Putting the water back in.
Why don't you clean the tank first? We'll put it in right before we put the top back on. That way if anybody decides to jump out, it'll be harder. Jump out, we'll have fish for dinner. Oil this periodically or whatever this thing is.
Yeah.
Tell
how to oil it on the oil.
I don't think so. The oil's right there by you. Is this too ridiculous?
What?
These people are riding their bicycles. The fire truck goes by. It's going to our block. She says, did I leave the iron on? Now how could their house catch on fire and the, you know, somebody called the fire department in the space of time that they could have ridden, what, a few houses down from their home?
Maybe they were just getting back from an extended ride.
No, because they turn around and ride toward their house. paper towel for your arm. Supposed to outline that book and give it, you know, give an outline to each person in the study group. But Bill gave me that outline that he used from a class where the professor outlined the book for him. I think I might do both. I might run that off for him too. Wipe off the heater too a little bit. See on the top how it's spooky around the top? No, on the very, very top. See on this side? Chris, you're dripping on the couch. He was a guest. He wasn't a security guard.
Right now.
How's the water holding up?
Alright.
Pretty good enough?
Not really.
Just add some tap water.
Yep. What I want to do is wait until you put that pump on so that it'll start to absorb some of the stuff to get stirred up. I'll make a goal for the meeting.
I may not be able to get the pump going unless the water have level is high enough.
It'll be high enough, Chris, but we'll put just the last little bit in.
Why did he say something that made you think it was?
We started, he had a 5-year contract and then he was going to go to New Zealand or New Guinea.
Could be. It's been a while since he won the NCAA. Wasn't that 79? Oh, it was 77.
He won it, if he won it in 77, because Bird was playing in 78 was when those guys went to the NCAA and he was an announcer then.
They won it in 77. That's North Carolina.
So this is his 10th year.
Fifth or sixth? Fifth. Oh, you're right. I don't know, maybe I'll quit, maybe I'll like it too much. I don't know why he likes New Zealand so much.
Yeah, property there.
I know, but why did he buy it then?
Because it's
pretty, huh?
Pretty. totally different from what he was doing.
What happened?
Yeah, it's moving the table.
What was the well for?
The break was silent.
Hmm?
The break was silent. How did it go? Did they say interesting things? Did they think it was weird?
Both. Karen said it was hard to do. Kim didn't seem to have too much trouble doing it. What?
So how long did they do that?
45 minutes. And it's not a very long transcript. Because, it goes so slow. Ken kept making fun of her typing.
Why? Did she make mistakes?
Mm-hmm. He made plenty of mistakes, too.
You know, I was just thinking about, we had a prisoner check in today and had hairstyle experience, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Part of the problem is, they said that you really get burned out after about 25 minutes. I don't know if it's because it's that hard of a task or... I don't think it's even boring. I think they're just both very tired. It was like, it was around dinner time.
When you talk to somebody, you don't have to wait for them to...
Yeah, that has a lot to do with
it. Maybe you should get deaf mute people to do.
Well, I should just get people to type faster. so Karen thought it like half hour, 15 minutes had elapsed, and it was 45.
And so, sew up your pants.
So I figured if it's all that boring, wouldn't it be the other way around?
What?
You know, if it's boring, wouldn't it seem like it would take forever for the time to pass? Wouldn't it seem like you'd been doing it for hours and you'd only been doing it for 15 minutes?
No.
No?
No, when I watch Dallas, I always think it's over. Because it's boring. And then 15 minutes has gone by.
But you're not paying attention to it.
When I watch that show, Chris, I feel like I'm dying. It should be over, and it's, you know, we still have 45 minutes to watch. Your crust was a little uneven this time.
I told you it was.
This is
terrible.
This is so hard, I can't cut it. Part of that is because it's been reheated.
But mostly it's because it was a lousy crust. We didn't have nuts for this, did we?
No. We usually don't make it that way. We've only made it with nuts twice.
It's good that way. Well, I want to listen to the tape sound and see if they did what I told them.
Are you going to have time to do the, I can do the taxes tonight.
Can you?
I think they're ready.
That'd be good because I gotta get that SCA paper done. And type sometime before Friday.
I'm going to try and get some video equipment and bring it home.
For
to tape shows. I know when we watch TV together, you ask questions out loud.
Excuse me.
And I want to start getting some of that stuff together.
I'm going to tape the show and my questions.
Because you ask a range of questions, from stupid questions to plot questions. But you don't let me do that.
What do you mean?
If I talk during Hill Street Blues, I get that shh, shh, shh. But if you miss something,
here's
or if you have a question.
That's why. Because I miss stuff when I'm only sort of involved in the show. If it's like Hill Street Blues, I'm paying all my attention to it.
No, but you still ask questions.
Yeah, but then those are plot questions, or what's going to happen next question, instead of what did
but
I
But what
miss?
If I have the same question?
Then you have to wait to the commercial.
It's
hard as rock.
Well, don't eat it. Break your little teeth up. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me why you're involved with Hill Street Blues and you're not involved with... What else do we watch?
The A-Team.
You're not involved with Square Pegs?
Yeah, Square Pegs just isn't interesting to me. It's not things that...
Why? Because you went to a single-sex
no,
high school?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just not... It's not funny to me. Those kind of characters are not dramatic at all. It's supposed to be a humorous show, and the humor's lost on me. It's
okay.
Not dramatic enough.
Okay.
It's not dramatic like Hill Street Blues.
Okay, why is it that you don't like that, but you do like Benson?
Because it's a different kind of comedy.
Okay. Why do you hate Laverne and Shirley, but you'll watch Happy Days?
I like Laverne and Shirley. I like Lenny and Squiggy. I watch Happy Days reruns on now because... Because it's, I don't know. It's not, I think I hate some of the ridiculous type of stuff in Laverne and Shirley. There's too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Happy Days is just as fictional, but, excuse me, it's not ridiculous.
Why is it that you're not interested in either Magnum or Simon and Simon?
I like Magnum and Simon and Simon. Just not as much as Hill Street Blues.
What is the difference? They both have dramatic characters?
Because the plots are different.
Because you think the stuff that happens on Magnum is less likely to happen?
No, the stuff that happens on Magnum is... not as likely to happen, but, you know, not that much different, but I know usually this stuff's going to come out pretty good in the end. I mean, you never know when Hill Street Blues. I don't know. When Magnum gets beat up on Hill Street Blues, it's sort of comedic. Hill Street Blues. When Magnum gets beat up on Magnum, it's sort of comedic. But when Ranko gets beat up on Hill Street Blues, he really gets beat up. It's
Magnum
just the way that shows...
Bones.
It's just how seriously the shows take themselves, I think.
Okay, and what about... Let's not use Magnum. Let's use Simon and Simon, because they tend to take themselves more seriously.
Not much more.
They don't look at the camera like Magnum does and make
a whole
face.
I know, but... You know everything is going to come out right in the end, more or less. Nothing's going to happen to them too bad.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, what about when Magnum's having flashbacks about Vietnam?
Then I get more into it. Then it's more drama, like Hill Street Blues, and it
Even though you know that everything turns out all right because Magnum is here in the 1980s. I mean, he wasn't killed in Vietnam.
But Vietnam is dramatic. It's the way they set up the situation. The situations in History Books you know are going to be mostly dramatic, interspersed with a few little vignettes. But whereas Magnum's mostly vignettes with a few serious moments.
But now let's take another thing.